Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 International Film Art Exhibition in Venice. I'm Laura Della Corte, and we are here today with the director of Explanation for Everything in the section Orizzonti, Gabor Reis. How are you today? How are you feeling?
Today will be our screening, so I'm really excited, and I didn't sleep anything, I think.
Well, so you are, you know, a bit afraid of the audience reaction today?
Yeah, maybe. But also, it's always a really strange moment when your film start, and you know, it's kind of when you break up with somebody. So yeah, it's a really excited period.
Okay, so I would like to ask you one thing. At the end of the film, I saw that you dedicated that to your dad. Yeah. And I was thinking about a thing. Is that something autobiographical in the character of Abel for you?
Filmographical?
Autobiographical.
Yeah. I think usually, you know, it's hard because... If you start to write or make a movie, you never think about the process, that how you do it. You just try to do your best. And but after 3 movies, I think I always have to make kind of personal movie. I mean, it's really important for me. It wasn't a decision at the beginning of the writing process, but around the middle, I just realized that I started to write a little bit about myself as an 18 years old Abel, and a little bit about my father and our relationship.
And according to that, you know, education, but not only the education, the fact that you have to become someone, you know, for your family and even for you, you know, to have a place in the world is like a central theme in your story. And you just portrayed that with different kind of vision, because we have Abel, we have his father, we have the history teacher. So how did you put that all together? And if you want to say that education, yes, is important, but it's more important, you know, to find what is really fits for you.
I had terrible experience when I was in the high school. I was a really bad student, and I hate the exam situation. Maybe it's important. I just have the basic idea was that somebody lied to his father and he left his nationality pin on his suit, and that's it. And I started to actually my co-writer mentor asked me to just start to write about the characters, and she asked me that start the day before the exam, and I started to write not a script. It was maybe just short stories, and in a first person singular. And I really loved this method, because they had just get closer to me, these characters, and it was. You know, I not just write the story and the dialogues, also the everything of them, and then we have this Rashomon effect, and actually the structure built at the end of this writing process.
Yeah, actually, I can feel that, because even the chapter thing is very, you know, fluid in some way, and makes me think more like a series. At the end of it, I started to, you know, get attached emotionally to your characters, and I wanted to know more. And, you know, actually, the other theme that you... you know, show us there is one of the fact that the influence of media and fake news can brought this story to another point. And so how did you, even your personal experiences during school protests, I know that you have been there supporting the students, you know, have shaped your perspective on this media distortion and how you portrayed that?
The basic experience was from 2019 in this demonstration by the students, and I also stand for. And yeah, it was just 1 week, and the distortion of the media was, I mean, it was terrible to see that how they changed the reality. And and because of I was a student as well in this university, I felt really, really deep. And I also felt that I maybe have to decide that I'm a left or right wing somebody, and I never think about myself. So I really don't care this kind of political argument.
Views, yeah. And you know, actually, you explore in some way, you know, the Hungarian politics and the fact that it's dividing people. I'm thinking about the scene between the father and the history teacher that, you know, at the end, at the beginning was like very, you know, polite, and in the end was like chaos. And so, do you think this will have, you know, some kind of reaction in the audiences or from the audiences when your film will be released in Hungary too? I don't know. Do you think they will think about political views or not?
I won't be happy because our purpose was that just show this effect, how these people start to talk, and it's not talking. I mean, it's not the real communication.
Yeah.
Just an effect of the argument or loud talking, something like this. So we really, really, our aim, it was to identify with every side, understand every side, especially the traumas of these people. So I would be really happy if they don't watch this movie that is a right or left statement.
Okay, so that's the thing, you know, that they are not talking about politics, but they are living a different situation, even because they are a different kind of generation too, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, my last question is, as a filmmaker, you have your third feature film. So as your approach to filming changed, like you said, that you wanted to do something more personal. What do you think about in the future? What are your goals that you have achieved with that, with the Explanation for Everything? And actually, why did you call it Explanation for Everything? It's like, yeah.
Okay, I start with the title. So the explanation, it's I don't remember what was the... Sorry, just a moment. For me, I try to figure out and show every side. So this is the reason that everything and... For explanation, it's I think it's one of the main reason that we feel this terrible atmosphere, and somehow I try to explain it. Maybe this is the reason that the title is Explanation for Everything. And what was the first question?
I mean, how did you change your approach during three different films? Unfortunately, I didn't see the previous one, but I know that there are different topics, actually.
Well, actually, I don't exactly know what will be the next, so it's hard to answer it, but I'm sure that somehow it will be personal. But I would be really happy if I could try genre movies. But we won't have too much option to make a normal budget movie because that was a low budget movie. It's important. So because I don't think that the film fund will support us with the next. So it will be hard. And of course, if you would like to make a genre movie, for example, a crime or a film noir or action movie, you need a normal or a higher budget than the low.
Yeah, I know that. Actually, if I can give you my point, when you said for explanation for everything is the fact that everyone has, you know, some reason to do something. And I thought about the interviewer the most because at the end she gets what she wants, but then she has to be said to her, "Why? Where are you going with those shoes?" So, you know, it's like, is it that really that you want? So,
yeah.
So, I mean, thank you for your... for being with us. Thank you to Gabo Reis, Director of Explanation for Everything in the section Orizzonti. I'm Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.